night, we're on the scene again. But you can hang with us if you need a friend. So put your sneakers on and tie your laces up, 'cause when we hit the ground, yeah, we gon' light it up.
Hello everybody and welcome to The Common Table. My name is Ben Trawick. I am the campus pastor here, and I am so excited that you have decided to join us and do church online with us this week. I'm really glad to have you here. We have a special service for you today. This is one of our table talk services where we get together and we have some conversation about some of the things we've been talking about. So Pastor Chris Bishop from Faith Point United Methodist and myself got together and we filled in the conversation about some of the things that we've been talking about. And we hope that that conversation can extend down into the chat as we do church together. So I want to encourage you, if you have not already, to jump into the chat, create a nickname, introduce yourself, let us know that you're here, because we will be in conversation there, sharing with each other as we go. Feel free to share as much or as little as you would like. If you want to just come along for the ride and have a listen, that's fine too. We are really glad to have you here. There are opportunities to connect, to give, and to grow as we do this service together. So I encourage you to take advantage of those as we go. You'll see buttons pop up in the chat from time to time. And Pastor Chris and I will also be suggesting different links and things for you to check out as we go. And all those links can also be found in the notes section. If you're just joining us for the first time, a real quick look around the space. Over to the right of the video is everything that you're gonna need to engage. There's a series of tabs over there. And if you click on the notes tab, that'll get you to all that information. The chat tab will let you join into the conversation. If you're joining us from a mobile device, like a phone or a tablet, all of those tabs are down below the video. I know that you are going to be blessed by this conversation today. It was really great for me to be able to get together with Chris and do this outside in a responsibly social distanced way. So I hope that you also are able to hear God speak to your heart through this conversation. I don't want to take up any more time. Let's go ahead and get started. Tonight we're going to ride the boat. We're going to tear it up wherever we go. Hey guys, we are so glad that you are here for our front porch table talk. We got our table. It's all good. We needed a table. It couldn't be table talk without one.
Right, right. So, yeah, because it makes it feel a little bit more like public access cable, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But we wanted to, you know, be good examples and social distance and all the good stuff.
Well, I mean, I think that that's a perfect like example of, as we've come into this God in Everything series, we kind of had this brainstorm and this whole idea of allowing God into all those pieces of our lives, even the ones that we may not think of too often, because God wants all of us, you know, to be free, to live into who we are and whose we are. And I think in part of that then, you know, reminds us that our lives aren't siloed, as so many times it's felt like over the past, I don't even know how many months now at this point. Like time is weird, man.
7 years.
Yeah, yeah. So as we get going with this kind of table talk conversation, we're gonna have some time in just a minute to pause and pray, and then scattered throughout, we're gonna have some worship music so that we can sing and so that we can kind of give God our whole selves today. But as we get going, let's pray. God of grace, I just ask that you be in, among, and through the conversation that is happening on this porch and wherever our chat participants might find themselves, that between the reflections of what are being shared and in the chat and the music, that we might find something that is pleasing in your sight, God, as we give and offer up our whole selves to you. God, it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And what better way to start off with this conversation about giving God our everything so that we can be free with the song?
So, I am free.
I am free.
I think I'm going to sing it too, so it should be. Let's do it.
Up on over there.
The blind will see. Through you, the mute will sing. Through you, the dead will rise. Through you, all hearts will praise. Through you, the darkness flees. Through you, my heart screams, I am free. Yes, I am free. And I am free to run. I am free to run. And I am free to dance. Free to dance. And I am free to live for you. Free to live for you. I am free. Yes, I am. The kingdoms come, through you the battle's won, through you I'm not afraid, through you the price is paid, through you there's victory, because of you my heart screams, I am free, yes I am free, and I am free. Sets free is free indeed. Through the sun sets free, and I am free to run.
So we mentioned that this series was kind of, you know, birthed out of just you and I kind of having conversation about where we want to go, as is often the case of when we're doing this, is that we'll see where our community is and where we're at, and kind of tag teaming Common Table and Faith Point for this series. But what we didn't necessarily expect a couple months ago was where we would end up now. And I think that has been an incredibly humbling and shocking thing for me, that is from the past few months, realizing that we wanted to set up some guardrails, some kind of loose boundaries around a few of the voices that we wanted to have, but really as much as possible, give a little point folks in the right direction as where we're going, but then hand the mic off and see what they had in store. And so for me, I know that allowed for some really shocking blessings, you know, and I just wanted to get your take on it because we haven't really chatted about that very much.
Yeah, no, it's been super cool because, like you said, you know, we had kind of a framework for what we wanted to do with this series and the kinds of conversations that we wanted to have. And looking back on it, the more I think about it, this whole series has kind of been like one long table talk service where we've been able to bring in multiple voices and multiple perspectives. And hear from different worldviews, right, about the ways that we let God into our lives, the places where we struggle to do that, the places that where we succeed, and the places where it's challenging through no fault of our own to let God into our lives. And it's been so cool for me as the person who gets all this stuff early in the week and gets to put it together for the service, to hear these stories and just to sit down at my computer and you know, hear Brian and Zach and Jillian and Aaron share their hearts with us. Am I, who am I? No, that was everybody, right?
Travella,
yeah. Yes, last week. That's right. To kind of bring that top level perspective to the whole thing for us, Travella last week was just like, there were moments where I was either openly weeping or just fighting back tears as folks from our community were prepared to just come and be so vulnerable and honest and open about the things that are hard, the things that are good, the places we struggle. If we can't have conversations like that at church, I don't know where we're supposed to have them. Right. And it was just really exciting for me to be able to come into a church space with that kind of vulnerability. We have to wear masks like everywhere we go now in everything that we do. And this was an opportunity to come into church where there just weren't masks. Yeah. There was nothing to hide behind. And there were times where that was uncomfortable. There were times where that was a little weird, especially for me going back and, you know, watching the things over and over and over again. But I think ultimately it was really good, and it was really helpful for me to hear just the breadth of perspective that we had.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was, you know, you and I get such a, for me, it's this humbling perspective, right? That we get to, in this series, we were more facilitators of stories than we have been in the past. But like, I was able to go and shoot at Travella's house where her daughter was reading what she had written. And then the stories that were told afterwards were just, it was so rich. And like, and I don't think that it's because we haven't had that human contact. It was because of that opening up and saying, you know, it is tricky sometimes to let God in, or when I have, these powerful things have happened, and couching that in some of these conversations have been awesome. And I think that more than any other series, though, Friday night or Saturday morning, you sent me more messages than I've ever gotten on a series that's just like, dude, church is going to be off the hook, or it's going to be amazing, you know, and even me then sending out individual messages to other people that I know need to hear them, because this has been such a kind of an honest look at where we're at, or some of the struggles that we have. And I think that I'm always a little bit apprehensive when I do give the microphone to somebody else, right?
Sure.
When we give the, and so, but to say that we have these resident kind of experts in some of these, just like in our backyard, in our community, is so amazing. And that was a blessing, including, I had been doing, I don't know, my weekend had been crazy, and I hadn't gotten to, sometimes I take a sneak peek at what the worship is ahead of time, but there was one week where I didn't, and then all of a sudden there was a different kind of shot style of video, and there's a harmonica, and then all of a sudden Carrie's face is on the screen singing Amazing Grace, and I thought that blew me away. Like, I loved every piece of that. And I think that three other faith communities have used that since, because I just was like, look at this!
Yeah,
you know?
That was so much fun for me to get, because that was the thing. Carrie had told me they were working on a thing a while ago, and I was just like, okay, great. And then all of a sudden, this just like falls into my lap, and I'm like, this is incredible!
That's what,
yeah.
And then his sister's there, like, singing with, like, I was like, wait, who are these? Like, I had to know all of it. And it was such a wonderful blessing. And so, I mean, we could talk about it more, or
we could just listen to it.
Yeah, let's just take a listen.
Yeah, as we're doing that, as you're listening and reflecting on this, in the chat right now would be a great time to talk about some of those things that most surprised you about this series. If you've been able to spend some time with us during this, as we're talking about, you know, being in... As we're talking about letting God into all these different aspects of our lives, what were the most surprising things that you saw, or the most challenging things that you heard as we did that? So as the song plays, let's talk about that.
Thank you.
sing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
Yeah, so I just want to say thank you once again to Carrie and your sisters for creating that, because that was
so cool. Yeah,
such a cool surprise in the midst of this whole thing to get that. And as we continue on in conversation together, we just want to thank you all for being here and being a part of the Common Table and Faith Point and all of these different faith communities that are coming together to do kingdom building work, to continue to reach out into our communities and just make a difference, be a voice of kindness and love and grace in the midst of a world that's really divisive and just really angry a lot of the time. So it's great to be a part of this community. If that's something that you would like to support, a ministry that you would like to help to get behind, we would appreciate it if you would do that. So down below me right now, you can see the giving number. If you text an amount to the number on your screen, that amount will go to Faith Point and the Common Table so that we can keep doing this kind of ministry. That money also goes to help us support other faith communities that are doing church online during this time and helping them to do that in their own way, in their own context, so that it fits for their community. And that's been a really exciting thing that we've been able to do because of this community's support. So I just ask you to prayerfully consider how you're offering your tithes and your gifts this week. Give them up to God, and you can either click the button in the chat or click the link in the notes section or send an amount to that number on your screen. There's a bunch of different
got
ways
all,
to do that.
Yeah.
Yep, I think we got it covered. Yes. But we're going to continue on in our conversation as we kind of put a cap, wrap up this God in everything series where we really wanted to be specific about using two words, everything. Right. At the beginning, that was a conversation that I remember we had when we were doing some graphic design stuff of, right, is it God in everything or God in everything? And for me, it was really important, yeah, for it to be two words and to really let that kind of, let that rest happen. Because there are, we tend to separate our lives and silo our lives and compartmentalize our lives and think of some things that we do as spiritual and other things as not, yeah, right? And so this whole thing was kind of my whole motivation for it was to look at all of these different places of our lives where we might think of them as just physical, right?
I remember having that conversation and I had done one word, you had spaced it out as two, and I think that one morning, I think my daughter came in and she was upset and I was like, what's wrong? And she said, ugh, everything. And I thought, well, we can't just like throw put everything lumped into a pile. And so I said, well, let's break that down. And then it kind of dawned on me like, Ben's totally got it. Like it is that separation, because sometimes some of those pieces are easier or more natural than others. And so, yeah, we wanted to take some time to kind of then break that down for us. You know, so we talked about some of those surprising blessings in the chat for this series. But now let's talk about some, like, you know, what are those easy places or those, you know, where you get a gold star and where are those growing edges for us of Lit and God In?
Yeah, I was just about to say, if you've spent any time with us at Faith Point or at the Common Table, we love this language of growing edges and the idea that we all have places and spaces where we are still growing. None of us has achieved perfection yet that we know of. This is the internet, so who knows? But so we're gonna have a little bit of conversation about especially those places where we've been challenged, where for me personally, where we've been challenged and where we can continue to grow. And then we're gonna move into kind of what we can do to move into those challenges and to work with God and to grow together as a community, right? Yeah. So for me, one of the spaces where I have the most trouble letting God into my life is my physical health. Brian came and gave us an awesome story about the way he's seen God move in exercise and coaching and working with his athletes that he coaches and the way that he's seen that movement through his own health struggles and through, you know, his family health struggles and all that stuff. And that was a really impactful story for me to hear because I take so much advantage of the fact that I don't have diabetes. I don't have any of these major health struggles. And so I'm not paying that close attention to my diet or nutrition. I don't exercise as much as I should. And as a result of this series, I've started running again because I've kind of started to recognize that I have not been taking care of the body God has given me, which is like my primary tool for doing that kingdom building work,
right,
that God has given me to do here around me. And so it's a place where I struggle and it's the same thing everyone else struggles with. I'm not alone in it. It's that motivation to get up and go and get out and do it and to not put it off for tomorrow me or future me to have to deal with it, but to recognize that I can do future me a favor by maybe having one less slice of pizza or four less slices of pizza and getting out and exercising and taking care of my body. Yeah. Yeah, it's just that's an area that I consistently am challenged by and have been really intentional about, you know, when I get up to run now a few times a week, that I'm taking the time to start that run praying and connecting and making that a spiritual event and not just something that I have to slog through.
Yeah, yeah. And what I found in doing that too is that when you let God into your runs, it changes your perspective of your neighborhood, right?
Mm, yeah.
And so, or it changes the way that you're seeing that. I mean, even though you just want to be done, you know, like there's that, like, oh, how much long? But also, like, I'm caring for this area, but it's also bleeding into some of those others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a neat piece. I think that for me, my biggest growing edge is the one that you spoke on of of finding margin time, finding that time of rest and Sabbath. And, oh, man, like, I think that's just, like, I can't turn off my brain sometimes and say, let it go. And this week we did our last session of our virtual VBS, and it was about the year of Jubilee, right? And so I have to tell our VBS kids all about how God said that God is going to make a way even if we pause. And I'm thinking, oh man, I'm really just being a Pharisee here, like, such a hypocrite. But just saying that, like, when there's time to breathe, when there's time to recharge, when there's time to, you know, to do that, I think that for me, getting over the mental hurdle of that is always harder. And then the payoff, or the time where I do stop and pause, is much, much more of a reward. And so I think that there's that. There's also the, like, you know, I wanna rescue. I'm a fixer. I don't sit well in the uncomfortable or the brokenness with people, which is another piece that I'm trying to work on right now. But yeah, and so I think all that kind of ties in together. But what are some of those areas that you do well with?
Well, I mean, so I kind of go back and forth with rest and Sabbath, but it is one of those areas where I will almost always take advantage of an opportunity to disconnect from work and play a game or do something and, like, find that, like, you know, we've both been super busy through this whole season, just with helping churches get church online stuff done, shooting stuff for people, editing stuff for people, and, you know, and on top of everything else that we're doing with family and everything else.
Right.
It's been a busy season. One of the things that I have loved is, since I'm actually at home more often, I have more opportunities to grab a game off my shelf. You guys that do church online have seen that shelf behind me, and crack it open and just get Elliot to sit down with me and just play with it. Yeah. Not necessarily play the game, like, he's six, so he doesn't, you know, whether or not he grasps the rules or whatever, right, doesn't really matter, but to get it out and just play with it,
yeah,
and just to have that time to sit down and play and be creative and have fun, has been a real blessing in this season, that I would not have had otherwise. I'd have been, you know, either down in the basement, sequestered down in the basement working, or out doing stuff, shooting, and not really have found that margin. And it's been, yeah, it's been a real blessing and something that I have been intentional about taking advantage of during this time.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that, yeah, for me, it's the physical health side, because I think, again, that mentality of, I help coach with track and cross country, and so, like, I've got to at least run a little bit with those kids. And so there's a high kind of ethic of making sure that goes, because it's like Ben said, like, it's kind of my body as a primary tool in which I can share Jesus, you know? And so there's a piece of that. It's also kind of, there's also a piece in this season, taking advantage of some of those times where my family is still asleep, and either the late night or the early morning, of trying to renew my mind and care for my mental health. Because I know that I can't care for the people God has entrusted me with if I'm not actively working. Not that, like, it's perfect, but if I'm not actively trying to make sure that I am healthy too. So those are pieces. But it's always this cycle, right? Like you said, we're not perfect. We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of leads us into a little bit of, so what's next, right? We always want a next step. And I was reminded, and I can remember, sometimes when we do book studies, I will read the physical or ebook or something, but also listen to the audiobook. And when we did the Everybody Always series, there was this quote from Bob Goff. And as I was running on this road with literally no shoulder, you know, almost getting hit by this food delivery truck, I remember his idea about, you know, we have been gifted with so much love, absolutely so much love, that then we are called to love like Jesus in all the things. And so I have a quote. It says, here's the thing. Loving people the way Jesus did either changes everything about us where it changes nothing, right? This is letting God into everything.
Yeah.
And then he goes on and says, it can't just change a couple of things, but it can change a couple of things at a time. And that's the piece that stuck with me, right? If you want to become love, what will it change for you? And I think so many times we see this insurmountable thing of becoming love or becoming Christ-like or becoming whatever and thinking we have to climb this mountain all in one big go, or we have to eat the elephant in one big bite, right?
Right.
And Bob in those words gives us permission to say, God, I know that I'm not there yet, but here's two places where I'm going to crack the door today. I'm going to let a little bit more in. And I think that that's for us, if we bring it back to Faith Point and Common Table language, what we talk about when we talk about our discipleship pathway, right? Yeah. Like that there's this glorify, give, grow, and go dynamic that encourages us to point or to orient ourselves towards where God would have us go, and to then look at those areas and say, what is my next to let God in a little bit more? And so in this season, I know it's crazy, I know everything is different, but the gospel, discipleship, isn't. Love is not different. In fact, I would argue that there are more opportunities to share that love, right? And if you haven't in this season or in a recent season, worked on filling out your pathway, we have some stuff in the notes section right now, or we have a new thing that we're going to try out. So even if you've done it before, but you want to experiment with us, we have like an email campaign that if you sign up for it, it'll just release with a glorify, give, grow, go kind of one after another weekly or so, that you can kind of walk through, digest, walk through. And if you want to find that, it's faithpointum.org/ what did I put the URL? Oh, email path, okay?
Nice.
Email path. And that way we can try to do this thing. And it's not a forever thing. It's a for right now thing. And we can work and we journey together. And as you fill those out and give us feedback, you can, you know, there's somebody that's going to walk along with you. So you're not doing it alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The discipleship pathway, if you've spent any time with us, you've heard us talk about it before. It is an awesome tool. Just keep in mind that's exactly what it is. It is a tool to help us clarify and to see next steps more clearly, right, as we do it. So I definitely encourage you to check out the pathway if you want to do with the email version, where you get a little bit of it at a time, or you can just go to faithpointum.org/pathway and get the whole thing all at once. But I encourage you to do that. It is a great tool. If you've done it before, now's probably a great time to revisit it, because so much of our lives has changed and your priorities may have shifted. What you're dealing with, struggling with, working on may have shifted as well. So it's a good time to just constantly be reflecting and self-reflective on that. If the discipleship pathway seems overwhelming to you, if that seems like too much of a commitment for you, that is okay too. What we also need is for you all to join us on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on places like that. Find us, FaithPointUM, wherever we're at, because we're having these conversations and we need your voice. We need your perspective as part of these conversations. Just like when we were going through this message series and we realized we could do sermons on this whole thing, or we could actually have people share their stories and their perspectives, and how much more powerful will that be? Well, that translates out to the rest of the community. What makes this community special and what makes us able to grow together and do life together is that we can share each other's voices, we can encourage each other, we can argue with one another, and we can do that in a safe and a loving way wherever we're encountering one another. So that is the next step, is to just enter into community with folks and to learn and grow and see where others are struggling and see where you see your own struggles reflected in others, because that's an easy way to jump in and be a part of this conversation.
Right. I mean, and it cultivates that loving, intentional community that God has, and kind of going back to the Bob Goff stuff of, you know, like we're called to love like Jesus. And I think that the way that we interact with one another on those social platforms even allows us to shine bright what God has. And so I think we'll close with a song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is Nothing More, one of my favorites. So yeah, let's take a listen.
Thank you all so much for being here and being a part of our Table Talk service today. It really is, this format doesn't work without the conversation that we have in the chat as a community as we go, and the things that you share. It's what really makes the chances that we have to be in conversation together so special and so important. So I just want to thank you for being here for our conversation. We're going to close with some prayer time today. So if you have a joy or a concern, a prayer request that is on your heart as we've come together to do church today, please share that in the chat now. We will make sure that those get shared with the prayer team so that they are being prayed on throughout the week. If you have a prayer request that you don't want to share publicly, you can use the live prayer link on the screen and get in touch with a Faith Point or Common Table pastor to pray about that. You can also use the prayer link in the notes section to send that confidentially, or you can use the Connect sheet and share it that way and let us know that you want us to keep that prayer request confidential. Encourage you to fill out a Connect sheet. Just let us know that you are here doing church with us today. We'd love to know who's here doing church with us. So thank you for that. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Chris, yeah. And I'll ask you to pray us out of here.
Yeah, well, and one thing that I'm thankful for as we get going is that those of you who have filled out Connect Sheets in this season, it's been great to connect and to see the ways that you are serving and doing awesome stuff. So, yeah, like Ben said, we're going to pray, but we'll also hang around and chat a little bit. We'll be available. So let's go to God for one final prayer. Wonder-working God, we thank you for being in among and through this conversation, for making a way when it would be so easy not to see a way, for your spirit to work and move. God, continue to open our eyes to those places where we might let you in more fully. And I just give you thanks for friends in the conversation, friends that have just been hanging out part of it, and for the ways in which we continue to be called to be your church, more fully reflecting your love to the world that you care for so much. God of grace, be with us as we go with your peace. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Be God's.
Nailed it.
Nice. And I'm just going to, this is my blanket apology if the audio is crazy in this service. Sorry. I have no idea what it's going to sound like.